Welcome to Health and Wellness University, the podcast focused on helping you reach optimal levels of health and wellness. And now, here's your host, Fernando Flores. Looking up, there's always sky. Rest your head, I'll take you
high. We won't fade into darkness. Hi, everyone. This is Fernando, your host of Health and Wellness University. I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are staying safe. I hope that you are staying healthy. Today, I wanted to provide you with a book recommendation that I think is really important and relevant. Suffice to say, in our world, there continues to be racism continues to be, you know, a very prominent health crisis, both in our society and in the world. And I found this book really powerful. It was called Me and White Supremacy by Leila Saad. And what Leila does is she really delves into issues of privilege, issues of white privilege, white supremacy, gaslighting, and various different topics. Honestly, it's a very lengthy list of topics that you may have heard before, or you may have been exposed to maybe in certain situations, certain conversations that you've had, or trainings that you've been a part of. But she really brings it all together in a very powerful way. And the reason I wanted to include this book recommendation, here on the Health and Wellness University podcast was because, she does the book in a way that is very introspective and self-reflective. And she asks a lot of questions about what your experience has been. And, I could tell that she wrote the book with a white audience in mind. But as a Latinx person, as part of, the BIPOC community, I found it just incredibly powerful as well. Right. And it was, again, themes and principles that I was aware of and that I had heard before. But she just really, really solidified a lot of my knowledge and understanding of these issues. And it was in some ways empowering, to hear a little bit that, the issues around privilege, the issues around, self-doubt that I may have experienced in certain academic and professional situations, the issues related to that. It's not just a situation that I just happened to stumble upon and experience. It's like, no, it's something that is more deeply rooted in our society. And for me, it was just, again, it was a very healthy, challenging book, right? But very healthy process to engage in as well. And, even reading the book as a BIPOC, a part of the BIPOC community, Black, Indigenous, and people of color, as a Latinx person, I also learned that I I knew this before, but I deepened that understanding, right, of the privileges that I even hold, and also to what extent have I internalized white supremacy, right? And how am I going to work through that? Because it is what, we are taught a very particular perspective growing up in this country of, the history of this country. We're taught a very particular viewpoint of, the things that have taken place in our history, in our society. And so when you, year after year, year after year, year after year, learn that perspective, what are the things that you can do to undo some of that, right? And if you are tuning in, right, and you are a white person, it's a challenging book. It's a difficult book. But if you are open to answering the questions that Leila talks about, if you are open to answering the questions that she poses, not only are you going to come out just, knowing about yourself in a different way, in a more powerful way, you're also going to be able to support others in a more powerful way. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to share that with you, right? Because as a leader myself, right, I cannot stop learning, right, about myself. I have to continue engaging in this process of introspection and self-realization and self-growth. And anytime I get my hands on a resource or a tool that I find really impacted me in a positive way, I'm not saying that it was easy, right? You know, I'm not saying that it was an easy process either, right, to work through the questions that come up. But I will say that it was worth it. It was powerful. And in many ways, it was healing as well. So I want to recommend it to you because I think it benefits everyone in our society. So I hope that you are able to check this book out, Me and White Supremacy by Laila Saad. And I'm just, you know, I think it's a very relevant book. I think it goes directly, you know, to improving your health and wellness and improving the health and wellness of our society and our world. And it's one way that you can push back, right, on racism as a public health crisis. And I really hope that you take the time to check out that book. All right. Take care. As always, wishing you great health and wellness. And I look forward to catching you at the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Health and Wellness University. Make sure you follow Health and Wellness University on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn for additional empowering content. Just search for Health and Wellness University and it will come right up. Also, don't hesitate to reach out to healthandwellnessuniversity@gmail.com should you wish to attend or be a speaker at our annual San Francisco Health and Wellness Conference. If you are looking for accountability in the context of your health and wellness, please accept this invitation to join the Self Empower Hour, which is a powerful accountability group. For more details, just shoot an email over to healthandwellnessuniversity@gmail.com. Take care, and as always, wishing you great health and wellness.